you guys just got a ton of the word, and that is absolutely fantastic. I wanted to maybe touch on three different things just to be able to talk to you and have you feel the connection that exists when that happens. I wanted to read two verses to you. First, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. If you could turn there, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want to talk briefly on sufficiency and just get your feel of it too. You know, Joe talked about, in a sense, the accomplishments of Jesus Christ and doing things by your works versus not being accepted by your works, just to accept that forgiveness and completeness. And the Bible talks about that God is our sufficiency. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. That word sufficiency means ability. Ikanotes is the Greek word, H-I-K-A-N-O-T-E-S, ikanotes. And our abilities, the abilities that we have, are of God. And it says, not that we are sufficient. And that word sufficient is hikanos. It's a similar word. And it means competent. It means to arrive. Like competent or ample or fit or able. You know, those kind of words. Not that we are competent and are of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, like we're doing everything just us and no God. But our ability to do things is of God. Now this is what happens to you. This is like a morphing that happens when you become a Christian. And so not only do you become born again, but you become entirely, universally, supernaturally competent. That's fantastic. I'd also like you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And here we have a different word for sufficiency. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. I love that use of the word toward. You know the word toward is not supposed to have an S on it. You see that all the time. If you ever use the word toward, it's toward. It's not towards. Anyway. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. And God is able to make all favor, all of his favor, abound toward you. And God is able to make all of his favor super abound, is the Greek word, perisuo, perisuo, to super abound, above and beyond, excel, increase, exceed, be the better, abundant, abundance, just over and crazy, super abounding. And God is able to make all of his favor just inundate you. Why? That you, always having all sufficiency, this is a different Greek word, it's autarkia. A-U-T-A-R-K-E-I-A. And it means self-satisfaction, contentedness. It's not competence, but it could be, but it's contentment. And that's why sufficiency kind of is a good fit. Because if you had everything you needed, you'd be content. But God's grace is the enabler of this contentment. All of God's grace, all of His favor, is the true and complete enabler as it superabounds toward you of this contentment that you're supposed to have, because it all comes from God. And it's not just like one little thing here, one little thing there. It's in all. It's in everything. And the purpose is not supposed, or not so that you can go brag about the museum you live in and how many artifacts you have packed in your house. You know how I used to say that all the time? Well, I still do. But the purpose of this in all is so that you can abound to every good work. Again, that same word for abound, it means superabound, perisuo. So God unleashes all of His favor toward you. It's interesting, it doesn't say on you. Huh, I wonder what that would be like. But it's toward you. It reaches you. It definitely reaches you. It completely hits the mark so that you could have all contentedness in everything for one reason. So that you can superabound in your good works. Now, if you were completely content in life, what would it be like as you endeavored and journeyed out to do good works? Wow. If you want a sample of what it would be like to have all of His favor superabound toward you, you have to read verse 9. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, verse 10, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. When I originally researched the subject of abundant sharing, I was startled by verse 11. Because the end result of the all favor, the superabounding, the contentedness, the ever abounding good works is thankfulness to God. Wow. Wow. That's like building your house on a sacrificial altar. It just never ends. That's where you live, and you're right in His presence. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And so, you know also that God says in His word that He will supply your every need, right? If that's true, that's going to add to that contentedness, will it not? In Philippians chapter 4, we'll read that verse so that we can better understand what God is doing for you. And only God can do this. You just can't get it anywhere else. You know, Joe came down and, man, he gave like it was going gangbusters. He was burning on all 12 cylinders. But God is my sufficiency. God was his sufficiency. Even though when somebody gives to you, it looks really good, and it sounds really good, and it feels really good, but what's even better is the true source of all abundance. That is God. Philippians 4 verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need. It's everything that you, whatever you lack, your destitution, whatever you're demanding, whatever you require, whatever you use, but my God shall supply all your need. And that word supply is the word plero. And it means to fill up. He's going to fill it up. Like if there's an empty vase, it's going to be full. If you have an empty tummy, it's going to be full. If you have an empty bank account, it's going to be full. He's going to fill it up. If you have an empty gas tank, it's going to be full. If you have empty thoughts, he's going to fill them up. If you have empty friendships, he's going to fill them up. If you have an empty marriage, he's going to fill it up. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wow. 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 What do you need? What are your empty areas? What vessels do you carry about with you that need to be filled? He's going to fill them up. He's going to fill them up to the point that you're beyond content, because it says super abound. That's right. So that's what we have to think. We never want to think that another person is our sufficiency. I think if I started treating Joe like he was my sufficiency, he would have slapped me. I think he would have screamed, because you just don't do that. Now, some people do that. And if you're one of them, you don't want to do that. You stop doing that. And we never want entities in our society to be our sufficiency. There is no entity, no government, no business, no corporation that could ever satisfy your empty. Only God can fill it. Because the Bible also says that we're complete in Christ. And that completion can only be completed by God. And we have to understand that. And if we don't, we're going to miss out on him. Turn Colossians chapter 2. We must understand that God completes us. He fills us. That word complete is the same word, plero. Plero. And it's what I already translated. It means to fill up. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 10, and ye are plero'd, you are filled up in him, which is the head of all principality and power. So this has all to do with the Godhead bodily. This has all to do with Christ and his accomplishments. In verse 8 it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, lies, baby, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And so we must adhere to God's strict instructions that he is our sufficiency. No other, none other. Only God. Only God. Now, can you work together with people and help each other out? Yeah! We're not talking about that. We're talking about you worshiping a person and expecting them to take care of your every empty. There's no man or no woman in the world that could ever take care of your ever empty. whatever empty vessel you carry around. Nobody can. You should never look to people for that, or governments or corporations or anything. Okay, now I want to ask you a question. I'm going to redirect this just a little bit. You all are familiar with the government situation that we all just went through. And I'm sure you were around some very giddy people. But I want you to be spiritually minded. You must be spiritually minded. Otherwise, this government situation is going to disappoint you beyond words. It's still mine. I have a question. Do you know what's significant about the word MAGA? M-A-G-A. Oh, you don't? Well, let me tell you what is significant about the word MAGA. First of all, another question. Who is the God of this world? Satan, the devil, right? MAGA is the highest level of achievement in the Church of Satan. Did you know that? That's what that word means. And I want you to be aware that there are situations afoot that appear good, but the Bible says, by their fruit you shall know them. And so there's a whole lot of wait and see that needs to go on here. But if you have been studious, you already know the past. And you must let that come to bear as well. Now, I don't care who you voted for. That's your business. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about our current situation. And I want you to be entirely aware of what you're about to face. You don't know. You think you know because of what everybody has been saying, but they don't know. Only God can reveal the things to us, but a lot of it has already been revealed. And so my admonition, God is your sufficiency. Like Jaylene said earlier, that we pray for a peaceful life. That's what we do. That's how we live. And the last thing I want to talk about is I have instructed the people who teach in this ministry to teach the foundational scriptures. And we started that. Jaylene did a little research project. She uncovered me saying it over 5 years ago. I think she said 5.5 years ago. I have not let up on that one. But what does it mean? Does it mean become a Christian and that's it? No, no, no. It means that the Bible, the Word of God, needs to be in your every thought. It needs to be in your renewed mind. It needs to be at the basis of your behavior, of your habits, of your beliefs. It must be who you are. You know, the Bible says that our conversation is in heaven, and conversation is the word meaning way of life. And so while we are in heaven, you can read that if you want to turn to Philippians chapter 3, but while we are literally in heaven, we are looking down on this world, and it is from heaven that we look for the return of Jesus Christ. Now, you might think that's a little weird because you're on earth. Well, no, just your body's on earth. Okay? Your citizenship, which is far greater than the flesh, which is far greater than your body's location, your citizenship is in heaven. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this this word's conversation is politeuma, politeuma, and it means a community or citizenship, figuratively. And the old English word for that is conversation. It's the way of life. Okay? Our way of life, our community is in heaven. And that means that we have everything going for us. God is on our side. God causes all of his grace to superabound to you so that you're content, so that you can superabound in good works, so that you can have every empty you have filled, no matter what it is. And he will. He will take care of you. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. MAGA will not. The highest level in the Church of Satan will not. Hear me loud and clear. Don't you fall for it. Please. We need to stay upright. And we need to stay founded in the scriptures. I'm not saying don't talk about it. I'm just saying watch what you believe. Watch where you put your heart. Because there are works afoot that you can't even imagine. So that's why I shared those verses, because you've got to have the scripture to deal with darkness. And then you've got to have Holy Spirit, as it says in Ephesians chapter 6. So be prepared and ever watchful and ever prayerful. Okay?
You got it.
Love you guys.